love your name.
Oh, we love the glorious name.
Amen. Oh, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, 'tis the name above all names, on earth or in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
How we love the glorious name, the name of Jesus. 'Tis the name above all names, on earth or in heaven. As we breathe this precious name, darkness and death cannot remain. For we call and get the person of that name. Dear Lord Jesus, with our tongues we gladly confess thy name. To the glory of the Father, God above. For to us to speak thy praise is the enjoyment of our days. Calling Jesus is to call the one we love. How we love the,
oh, we love the glorious name,
the name of Jesus. It's the name above all the names, on earth or in heaven. Precious name, darkness and death cannot remain. For we call and get the person of that name. Dear Lord Jesus, with our tongues we gladly confess thy name. To the glory of the Father, God above. Enjoyment of our days, calling Jesus is to call the one we love.
Calling
Jesus is to call the one we love.
Oh Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
For this table.
Amen.
Oh, with all those.
Amen.
Who call on your name.
Amen.
Out of a pure heart.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Precious name.
Amen.
Your name is above every name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Jesus is to call the one we love.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
We love you. We get you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Right.
Lord Jesus.
We're here under your blood.
Amen.
Calling on your name.
Amen.
We thank you for such a name.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Call.
Amen.
Thank you. We can receive you.
Amen.
Oh, by believing we
we receive you.
Amen.
Oh, by loving we enjoy you.
Amen.
Oh, we're here calling and loving.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Everything else at the cross.
Amen.
The only thing on this table is you yourself.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, you're everything that we need.
Amen.
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 You're everything that we need.
Amen.
Lord, everything that we have you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Everything that we need.
Amen.
Jehovah.
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
Our Savior.
Amen.
Our salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Jesus,
oh,
we
thank
you for being our salvation.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you for being our salvation all week long.
Amen.
The Lord is now the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit gives life.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
What number?
1083.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
What a name.
What a name.
What a name.
Oh,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Life-giving name.
Amen. Name Victoria.
Amen.
How nigh the Lord is
unto all who call on Him.
When we call, His very presence strengthens us within. Seeking Jesus, He is found, and calling, He is near. Oh, what a comfort to our hearts to call His name so dear. Jesus, oh, what a name. Oh, Lord Jesus. Salvation's cup by calling on the Lord. Salvation from a host of things does His dear name afford. Jesus, oh what a name. Oh Lord Jesus, my giving name. Name victorious, name all glorious, name exalted. Jesus, what a joy to call and really live. When breathing in Thy name, what pleasure Thou to us dost give. Jesus, oh what a name. Oh Lord Jesus, life-giving name. salvation we may take delight.
Amen. Take
calling on his name at all times, though in bliss or blind. I will call upon his name as long as I shall live, because he has inclined his ear and grace so full does give. Jesus, oh what a name, oh Lord Jesus, life giving name, name victorious, name all glorious, name exalted, oh what a name, Jesus. To call upon his name in every place, with all the saints who from the pure heart call and taste his grace. Jesus, oh what a name, oh Lord Jesus, life-giving name, name victorious, name all glorious, name exalted.
The God of our salvation, we may take delight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God wants us to delight in
Him. Amen.
This is a table of delight.
Amen.
Calling on His name at all times.
Yes. At all times.
Yes. Though in bliss or blight.
Amen.
Maybe you came to this meeting in bliss. Maybe you came in blight. Amen. But you made it.
Amen.
Oh, let's call upon Him.
Amen.
Job 27:10. Does he take delight in the Almighty?
Amen.
Will he call upon God at all times?
Hallelujah.
Take delight in the Almighty.
Amen.
Call upon right. God at
Amen.
All times.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, we delight in you, Lord.
Amen.
We delight in you at all times.
Amen.
Lord,
right.
thank you. We can call you right now.
Amen.
It's so good right. to even call you right now.
Amen.
We've left everything outside the door.
Yes.
Oh, now it's time just to delight in you.
Amen.
Boy, that's may right. we all get lost in you at the
Amen.
Table.
Yes.
Lord Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Lord that's Jesus.
Right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Additionally, it says in Romans 10:12, right?
Amen.
For there is no distinction,
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, no distinction
Amen.
Between Jew and Greek.
Amen.
For the same Lord is Lord of all.
Amen.
And listen, rich
Amen.
To all who call upon Him.
Amen.
For whoever calls upon Amen. The name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Do you want to be saved?
Amen.
Let's call Lord Jesus.
We have your name.
Amen.
We can call upon your name.
Amen.
Acts 4:12.
Amen.
There is salvation in no other.
Amen.
For neither is there another name under heaven given among men in which we must be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No other name.
No other name.
No other name.
No other name.
Amen.
Amen.
All upon the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus,
amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Such sweet remembrance of coming
Amen.
To you.
Amen.
You coming to us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord, we're here taking the cup of salvation.
Amen.
Calling upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. Oh, what shall I do?
Amen.
Call on his name.
Amen.
Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Amen.
Give us a cup of salvation.
Amen.
Lord, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. See you come.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Let's continue with 233.
Amen.
233. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
What a miracle.
Oh, what a miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
What a miracle.
Amen.
Amen.
What a miracle, my Lord, that I'm in thee and thou in me, that thou and I are really one. Oh, what a wondrous mystery. For me thy body thou didst give, that I may ever share.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
We just love you for this miracle. miracle.
Amen.
Victory.
Amen.
God in man and man in God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Yes. Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, amen.
Amen.
All thy riches, my God.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Thou wouldst that I be filled with thee.
Amen.
Amen.
We eat the bread and drink the wine.
Amen.
To thy sweetness we are led.
Amen.
Spirit each receiving thee.
Amen.
Our spirits with thyself are fed.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Right, we remember you by eating you.
Amen.
Oh, we eat the bread.
Amen.
And drink the wine.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, what a supply.
Amen.
Lord, what nourishment to our inner man.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.
We long to eat you more and more.
Amen.
We just want you to fill our being.
Amen.
Day experience is taking you in.
Amen.
Just enjoying you.
Amen.
While being filled with you.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for creating us as vessels.
Yes.
Lord, with the unique purpose being to be filled with you.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Oh, what a miracle.
What a miracle.
Lord. Amen.
And I'm in thee and thou in me.
Amen.
And thou and I are really one.
Amen.
Oh, what a wondrous mystery.
Amen.
Oh, praise
Amen.
You, Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, you became the Spirit.
Amen.
We can take you in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
We That's love you right. this morning, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. We love you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh.
Amen.
What about 204? Gathered in thy name, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Losing sight of all but thee.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Gathered in thy name, Lord Jesus, losing sight of all but thee. Oh, what joy thy presence gives us, all but our hearts to
see. Saints, that might be a little high. Maybe we can push on it.
Love with love which knows no measure, save thy Father's love to thee. Blessed Lord, our hearts would treasure all the Father's thoughts of thee. All his joy, his rest, his pleasure, all his deep delight in thee. Lord, thy heart alone can measure.
joy the wondrous singing when we see thee as thou art. Thy blessed name, Lord Jesus, bringing sweetest music to God's heart. Notes of gladness, songs unceasing, hymns of everlasting praise, songs of glory, joy increasing through God's endless day of days.
Set us your beloved.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
All your delight is in him.
Amen.
Oh, and in him we also become your delight.
Amen.
We love you, Father.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, Father.
We love you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
All his joy.
Amen.
All his rest.
Amen.
All his pleasure.
Amen.
All his deep delight.
Amen.
All deep delight in thee.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we love you.
Amen.
Father, thank you. You did not spare your son.
Amen.
Lord, you gained us.
Amen.
You gave him to us.
Amen.
Oh, Father, we love you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Father, thank you sent him.
Amen.
Father, thank you he came for us.
Amen.
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 Thank you,
Amen.
Father, for loving us.
Amen.
Loving us in your beloved.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for choosing us in him.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
We love you, Father.
Amen. Amen. Father, you did your very best for us.
Amen.
And you gave us your very best.
Amen.
We love your son.
Amen.
We worship you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, you've given us all that you are through the son.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for gathering us into your name.
Amen.
Oh, we just draw near to you again.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
We sing 30. What love thou hast bestowed upon us.
Amen.
What
love thou hast bestowed on us, we thank thee from our heart. Our Father, we would worship thee and praise for all thou art. Thy heart thou hast revealed to us, made known the eternal. Nature all.
bestowed.
Amen.
We'll ever grateful be.
Amen.
We'll worship thee forevermore.
Amen.
And praise unceasingly.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Amen.
Love you, Father.
Amen.
Oh, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and transition here to the prophesying meeting. And today we are going to prophesy. We're going to have the time in the groups for more to be able to overflow their enjoyment. But we'll still go ahead and read through the verses together, and brother's going to give an opening word, and then we'll have some more instructions after that as to how to split up into the groups. So if you've been following along in the morning revival that we've been in, we are on week 6, being a vessel unto honor and pursuing righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Amen.
So how about we go ahead and groups we read through the verses through the days. So we'll start with day 1. Whoever's ready.
But in a great house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen vessels. And some are unto honor, and some unto dishonor. If therefore anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared unto every good work.
Amen.
Amen.
But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before your face.
Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
Amen.
And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
And they stoned Stephen as he called upon the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
Amen.
Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Amen.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Blessed. How about we quickly spend a little time just to pray over the verses on day six, the ones we just read. We'll just turn those verses into our prayer back to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pursue righteousness.
Amen.
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 Pursue righteousness.
Amen.
Righteousness.
Amen. Amen. Oh, righteousness. We lead those who pursue righteousness.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, righteousness.
Righteousness.
Amen.
Righteousness,
amen.
Faith, love, peace.
Amen.
Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace.
Amen.
Pursue righteousness, faith,
love, and peace.
Amen.
Could be here this morning pursuing with one another.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Lord, we're pursuing you.
Amen.
Our righteousness.
Amen.
Pursue with those who call on the Lord.
Amen.
Pursue with those who call on the Lord.
Amen.
Pursue with those who call.
Pursuing this morning.
Amen.
We're with those this morning.
Amen.
We're calling this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We're with
Jesus.
Those.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Amen.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Amen.
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 Blessed are the pure in heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Pure heart.
Amen.
This morning we're pursuing only after you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
For they shall see God.
Amen.
For they
shall see God.
Amen.
They shall see God.
Amen.
They
shall see God.
Praise the Lord.
All right, let's get going here. So I'm just going to go through the outline briefly. So if you have your book with you, that would be great. You can open to the outline. If you don't have one, then maybe you can look on with someone close by. All right, so this week is being a vessel unto honor and pursuing righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. And just as a little background, last week we jumped into chapter 3 that was concerning a man of God equipped by inhaling God. Remember that?
Yeah.
So now we're back in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy.
And this section is concerning the decline. And remember, 2 Timothy is the last epistle that Paul wrote. And he was at the end of his life. And he was basically passing on the baton to his younger coworker. So that's what's going on here this morning.
Yeah.
We're passing on the baton.
Amen.
So this was a time of decline. So I want to read you a few of these verses ahead of the section that we're in. He starts this section talking about the decline is like gangrene.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a serious situation.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, in the midst of all that, the firm foundation of God stands.
Amen.
The church stands,
amen,
despite all the decline and the things that were coming in among the believers. And then in verse 20, he says, but in a great house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some are unto honor and some unto dishonor. And I want to read you the note on a great house.
the house of God defined in 1 Timothy 3:15 through 16 is the genuine church in its divine nature and essential character as the foundation of the truth. That's the verse, the church is the pillar and base of the truth, right? Whereas the great house here refers to the deteriorated church in its mixed character, as illustrated by the abnormally large tree in Matthew. So the situation had declined. The nature of the church had stayed the same, but what was going on outwardly, it had come into decline. So now there weren't just the golden and silver vessels, but they're also earthen. So mixture had come in. So at the beginning of this message, the brothers shared the two thoughts we need to come away with from this message is open and pure.
Amen. Amen.
So this is the way that we get saved from the decline. So it starts out talking about vessels, right? There's in Roman numeral 1a, honorable vessels are constituted of both the divine nature and the redeemed and regenerated human nature. Dishonorable vessels are constituted of the fallen human nature. So the Lord needs a recovery of the proper kind of vessel to fulfill his purpose. And C, there's a very striking point. The fact that we are vessels of honor prepared unto glory means that we have been designed to contain God as our honor and glory.
Amen.
As vessels, brothers and sisters, we have been designed uniquely to contain God as our honor and glory and not for anything else. And then verse E, of course, was very striking. God wants an open vessel.
Amen.
God wants an open vessel. That's all he needs. So he's created these vessels. Will the vessels get the lid off? Just open up. First order of business every day.
Amen.
Get our vessel open to the Lord.
Amen.
Do you know the best way to open the vessel? Oh, Lord Jesus. I just enjoyed all our calling this morning. Oh, Lord Jesus. Maybe you came into this meeting in bliss or you came in blight. It doesn't matter. Oh, Lord Jesus. Get the vessel open.
Amen.
And even this point, verse in 4, the summary of Paul's 14 epistles may be expressed in two words.
Right.
Open vessel.
Amen.
All of his epistles. Open vessel.
Amen.
Lord, am I an open vessel? Lord, help me open my vessel today. That's God's economy. He created the vessels. He just needs some that would be open to him. And these are the vessels that are unto honor and glory. And finally, in 4, under Roman number 1, in 2 Timothy 2:21, unto honor is a matter of nature. Sanctified is a matter of our position. We have a sanctified position. Useful is a matter of our practice. And finally, prepared is a matter of training. So even though we're vessels, we need to be trained. All right, so this is the first Roman numeral. It's on the vessels. Then the second Roman numeral is our pursuit. We need to pursue. So we need some cleansing, we need some fleeing, and then we need some pursuing. We need to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. These vessels are not, on the one hand, they're just their opening. On the other hand, they're pursuing vessels. These vessels have some wheels on them. We pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. A governing principle of our Christian life should be pursuing the experience of Christ and the enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
This is our pursuit, the experience and enjoyment of Christ. Philippians 3:12, I pursue.
Amen.
If even I may lay hold.
Right.
So all these items, righteousness, faith, love, peace, all these are under the governing principle of our pursuit of Christ.
Yeah,
because what is righteousness, faith, love, and peace? These are all Christ himself.
Amen.
He is the righteous one. He's the faithful one. He's the author and perfecter of our faith. God is love, and he's the God of peace.
Amen.
Apart from our pursuit of Christ, we can't experience these things. So item by item, I'm just going to read them quickly. Our experience of Christ rests on the foundation of God's righteousness, the unshakable foundation of God's throne. If we are not right with God and man, we are finished with the experience of Christ. So this is the foundation. And then we need to go on to the matter of faith. There's the objective faith. But the faith referred to in this verse here that we're into is the subjective faith, which implies the organic union with Christ. This is the central matter in our Christian life, as we've been enjoying so much in Galatians. We need more appreciation, more time to appreciate the Lord, that faith would grow in us. Next, we have love. It's the nature of God's essence. Eventually, brothers and sisters, we become beings of love. And then finally, the issue of this pursuit is peace. It's the issue. It's not the first item is not peace. The last item is peace. And this is the issue of our experience of grace. And finally, in Roman numeral 3, we all should be those who what? Call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. I would refer you to Acts 2:21 and the lengthy footnote there about calling on the name of the Lord. This is not unique to us. It began with the third generation of mankind. But by the time we get to the New Testament, it has become a commandment.
Amen.
God commands us to call upon his name. This is the secret of our organic salvation.
Amen.
And then finally, we need to call with a pure heart. I don't have any time to get into that matter. It got really developed on day 6. I hope you can fellowship this matter in your groups. Among Christians, one line I read this week, among Christians, pureness is rarer than a diamond. May the Lord purify us all. Amen. Okay, so we're going to break up into our groups now. And just to mention, these groups are to open the door. It's to provide opportunity to prophesy. There's not enough time in 40 minutes for all that want to share prophesy in this meeting to prophesy. So that's why we're breaking up into groups. Don't feel compelled to prophesy. Don't think, oh, I'm not going to go to a group because I'm not going to prophesy. No. And, I mean, we encourage everyone to prophesy, but if you don't have something, actually what might happen is you might get into that group and you might get stirred up and then you weren't planning on saying anything. And then the Lord just pops out of your spirit. Okay.
Amen.
So, the groups are listed up here by first name Alpha. So if you don't know your group, and you may not actually know your group because I noticed a number of saints were in the wrong group last time. So you might want to check to make sure you're going to the right group, because the sheets were not easy. Some read the number after their name,
right,
but it was the number before their name. So it's all divided up here. So you can check your group. We had one switch in group. So group 6 is here this time, meeting inside. Group 5 is in the brother's cabin over there, that direction. So you got to go through those doors. That's why that 5's there. It will be open. Group 1 is here, and group 3 is over at Ursula and Lily's. They've graciously opened their home, so you get a warm, cozy home to have your prophesying, but don't get too cozy. Fight the fight. Okay, group 7 is over here, as they were. Group 2 is over here, and group 4 is over here. So we'll go to our groups for 30 minutes to prophesy, and then we'll come back here, try to be back here, like by 10:20. 10:25, and then maybe we can have about 10 minutes of overflow. But in that overflow, it's kind of more like popcorn overflow. It's not message time. It's like 30 seconds of just the gleanings of what came out in your group.
Right.
And Amen. We'll do that for 5 minutes or so, and then the bros will wrap it up.
Amen.
How about that? And if you're a guest, you have freedom to go to whichever group you'd like to. Or if you came with someone as a guest, just go with whoever you came with. If you didn't come with a guest, but you're new, just tag along with the group, whichever group you'd like to go to.
Come back at 11:20.
Yeah, let's shoot for 11:20-ish.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try your best.
We'll take the ish.
Yeah, right around 11:20, 11:21.
In the time of degradation, the Lord needs patterns.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
The name Jesus means Jehovah the Savior,
amen,
or the salvation of Jehovah.
Amen.
Jehovah means I am.
Amen.
Whatever
amen.
We need, he is.
Amen.
Amen.
The hearing of faith is a great blessing.
Amen.
The Lord gave us the gift of the meetings for this.
Amen.
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 Amen. We don't need to know and do, we just need to be open vessel to be filled with him.
Amen.
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 The best way to start our morning is to say, Lord Jesus, I open to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
This is the age of calling on the Lord's name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How much he would enter into you depends upon how much opening you would give him.
Amen.
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 Good.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Saints, the Lord's only intention is for us to open ourselves to him and let him come into us to fill us and be one with us.
Amen.
And then he will do something through us.
Yes.
Whatever he does through us will flow out of himself.
Amen.
This is the real service which God is seeking today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The most open person ever was and is the Lord.
Amen.
Paul declared for me to live is Christ.
Amen.
Lord, that we be open as you are by living you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I really enjoy that when we call on the Lord, we get all that he is and all that he has attained.
Amen.
What else do we want?
Amen.
Amen. What else?
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The open vessel is doing nothing.
Amen.
Doing nothing.
Amen.
Keeping itself open and filling up.
Amen.
The open vessel is doing nothing and keeping itself open.
Amen. One sister shared in our group that these open vessels are not cereal bowls. They're lampstands.
That's right.
So they get filled with oil and they shine.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The way to enjoy God's peace is by praying to have fellowship with him.
Amen.
Lord, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Wow, wonderful one liner.
Amen.
Very enjoyable. So just as a closing word, you know, this title, two key words that I feel are very important, and especially in the age of decline that our brother shared at the beginning. You know, at the beginning, he shared that, you know, we do live in the age of the church is in a decline in regards to God's expression, you know. And so as believers, and also not just as believers, but even those who have a vision of the Lord's recovery, you know, as those who have a vision of the Lord's recovery, the Lord wants to recover the proper church life.
Amen.
And for this, he needs vessels that are filled with him, that contain him, right? And one of the things that I was really helped from a brother who shared on this word is that for us who are in the church life, we need to be careful not to be passive and indifferent and even, he said, even casual about the things that we are experiencing. You know, because you could kind of get into kind of a routine church life, you know, and just kind of go through it in a very passive way.
Yeah.
But the Lord today, more than ever before,
amen,
he really needs the vessels that are unto glory.
Amen.
And with this title, I just wanted to point out these two words, being and pursuing. Very, they're verbs, right? Active.
Yeah. Amen.
That means that Paul said, work out your own salvation.
That's right.
Something that, again, we have to be very active in our pursuit of Christ. Mm-hmm. And with that said, I was just touched this week, you know, like Brother just said, somebody said in the group, a vessel. A lampstand is actually a vessel. It is actually a vessel, and it only does, basically, it gets filled, and then it gets shines, right? Yeah. And guess what? That is the same thing with the idea. God designed us to contain him. And, you know, we often use the glove as an illustration or a cup, you know, right, to illustrate this. But, you know, if you think about it, and there is some side to the matter of being useful, okay? But actually, if you think about how we were created and designed, God only wants us just to receive him and then let him shine.
Amen.
But the shining, you know, with the lampstand, there is some wick, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, this is still, there's still a need to be filled with the Lord, and that is in our spirit. But then he still needs to bring our heart through a process of what? Being purified, if we may say.
Amen.
And that heart, as we're opening to the Lord, he not only wants to fill our spirit, but he wants to extend into the inward parts of our heart.
Amen.
And for that, we need opening.
Yeah.
And we also, I would say, I was appreciating this brother who shared on this message. We need a genuine opening.
Amen.
I appreciate that so much because, yes, Lord, fill me. Oh, Lord Jesus. That starts every morning. But as we're dealing with the Lord, right? Lord, I don't know about this area. Lord, I don't want to yet open this area in my heart. Not here right now. Maybe in 2 weeks or maybe in a month. Maybe in a year, you know. But, you know, that is the area that the Lord wants to gain. And I appreciate a verse that a brother shared with me. It's Psalm 72:6. He will drop like rain upon mown grass.
Amen.
Like abundant showers dripping on earth.
Amen.
We need to be open to the dripping.
Open to the dripping.
Amen. Open to the dispensing.
Amen.
As long as we genuinely open to the Lord, the Lord will just drip. He would drop.
Wow.
He would dispense himself in a gradual way.
Amen.
Until our hearts are brought through a stage of what? Purification.
Amen.
This is how the Lord will gain a vessel unto honor. We got to cleanse ourselves from unrighteousness, which is sin. But we also need to cleanse ourselves from those who may not have a heart for the Lord.
Amen.
You know? So why is the Lord wanting to want us to take care of these two things? So that then we can be vessels unto honor. Something that expresses the God of honor and the God of glory.
Amen.
And the other thing that I want to point out is this matter of Roman numeral 2. Is this, that was kind of something that I just felt to share from first Roman numeral 1, okay? There's also the need to, again, once the Lord gains our vessel that's expressing all that the triune God is, we become vessels of honor, there's still the need to pursue Christ. There's still the need to pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. And when I used to think about these words, I used to think of them as like, okay, I need to do something here. I need to like somehow be right. And yes, we need to be right with God and with our fellow neighbor, man. But you know what? We need to be right first by pursuing Christ. We just get filled with Christ.
Right.
And, you know, I just want to, I have four verses, if I can just lend you attention. Regarding righteousness, well, first of all, regarding the pursuit of Christ, our brother pointed out Philippians 3:9, right? Where it says, where it talks about pursuing that I may lay hold of that which I've been laid hold of.
Yeah.
Who is who? That is Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So then righteousness, Philippians 3:9, and be found in him,
right,
not having my own righteousness, which is out of the law, but that which is through faith.
Amen.
In Christ.
Yes.
The righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. So who is righteousness here?
Christ. Yeah.
How about faith? Hebrews 12:2a, looking away unto Jesus. Who is he?
The author
and perfecter of our faith. So faith is who?
Christ.
How about love? 1 John 4:10-11, it says, herein is love,
not that we have loved God, but that he loved us.
Amen.
And sent his son as a propitiation for our sins.
Amen.
Beloved, if God has loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another.
Amen.
So who is love here?
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
God sent him.
Amen.
That's right.
Right? Peace. Ephesians 2:14. For he himself is our peace.
Amen.
Amen.
You see? All these attributes,
right.
They're just Christ.
That's right.
So who do we need to pursue?
Christ.
So I appreciate this. And so in this title, being a vessel unto honor and pursuing righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, there is a need for us to be vessels unto honor in a very personal way with the Lord.
Amen.
However, in pursuing righteousness, faith, love, and peace, it's with those. It's something collective.
Yeah.
And what do we do together? We pursue these things. We pursue Christ. But we also do what? We call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
It was so enjoyable at the beginning of our meeting, right? Just calling.
Amen.
Oh, the glorious name, the wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, dear saints, dear brothers and sisters, I haven't, don't get me wrong, I'm not here casting stones on any Christian group or anything. But I tell you what, I'm so happy that I can call in the name of the Lord with you saints.
Amen.
I don't know if there's any other place, but I just know that I am related to the ones who call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart.
Amen.
If the Lord gains these two things, then he will have a way to stand against the degradation of the church today.
Amen.
He'll have a way to shine a bright testimony for the world to see.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Okay, we have a number of announcements, but are there any visitors who would like to introduce themselves? If you're visiting, or you haven't been here for a while, and now you're here,
yeah.
Maybe you could stand up and introduce yourself. Anybody in these two sections visiting?
Hi, guys. I'm Zach. I'm originally from Seattle, but I moved to San Antonio, and Aaron and I drove up.
Yeah. Maybe I can present myself, too.
Yeah.
I'm Aaron, and I moved to San Antonio for college. Yeah, but I'm basically here during the weekends.
So good to be with you.
Yeah.
And growing up, he met in the South District mainly,
yeah.
So you may not recognize his face. Anybody here want to introduce themselves? Another? Aaron?
I used to come here all my childhood. I moved to New York about 15 years ago, and it's my first time back, and I just wanted to see what it was like. Ramon and Paula. And my mom now goes to the Foremost.
Spanish.
Amen, bro.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
To see some friendly faces.
Yeah. Amen.
Quick. So there's some important items here. There's a corporate sisters gathering. We'll also talk about that here in just a minute because we need some help arranging this room for that time. It is today from 3:30 to 5:30. There's also the full-time training center in London. We're still collecting donations or contributions to go towards that training center. And the church in Austin would like to contribute $50,000 if we can get there. So. You can check the announcements for how to give.
Where's the giving at now?
It says here 37,000 offered to date.
Okay.
Yeah, an increase from last week.
Amen.
The Austin Family Day Camp registration is also opened, and there's further announcements under the upcoming events. So if you have not registered yet, you should do that as soon as possible, because right now priority is being given to the districts here in Austin, and then after I can't remember the exact date, but they're going to be open to the surrounding churches as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have the family retreat, kind of a similar situation. The family retreat's May 2 through 4, and many of us have participated in that in past years. Priority is limited. Families from Austin will be given priority due to the limited availability, but I believe that has already been opened up to the other localities. So if you want to go to the family retreat, check the announcements, and you can register using that link. There's also a regional Spanish-speaking conference next weekend. Again, more details in the announcements. And then there's the Chinese-speaking conference the same weekend. So there's a Spanish-speaking conference regionally, and then there's a Chinese-speaking conference on the same weekend. So all the details are in the announcements. There's a sixth grade conference, so sixth graders, if there's any parents here who have sixth graders, the conference will be April 12th through 13th, and the registration should be opening this week. So I or one of the brothers will email you more information. There's a spring YP conference. That registration is already open. I've already sent out notification to most of the parents, but if you haven't, look at the announcements and you can see the link there for how to register your child for one of the spring conferences. And that is, those are happening April 18th through 20th. That's like when they split up in the age groups, 7th and 8th, 9th and 10th, 11th and 12th. And I think that's all the events. The family day camp, we already talked about that. Oh, yeah, the registration information there for the family day camp is under the important events. We also need, is there anything else before we get volunteers for this? So we need to transform this meeting hall to get ready for that sister's time, and we're gonna bring in some tables. We're setting up for about 100 people, so it has to be transformed, you know, now. They're not gonna have a chance to come in and do that. So it'd be great if we had as many brothers as possible. I would say 6 to 8 brothers who could help, because we have to bring tables from the kitchen area over here and then rearrange all these chairs. So those of you who are staying in the meeting, or you know, staying here and not helping with arrangements, maybe you can kind of move over to the side and fellowship over there so we can start stacking chairs and start rearranging things. But can I get 6 to 8 brothers who could help? Raise your hand if you're available and able to help. 1, 2, 3. Any other brothers? 4, okay, Aaron. Any other brothers who can help with arranging this area? The more we get, the easier and faster it'll go. And Frank and I will be here to help. Any other brothers who can help? Okay, awesome. Okay, great. All right, we'll start, we'll maybe meet here in just like 5 minutes, and then we'll...
All the chairs need to be stacked.
I think that would be the easiest way to do it, is to stack the chairs in stacks of 6.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you can help by stacking your chairs around you, that'd be great. That'd